Chapter 4 The Self-Fulfilling Prophecy. Definitions of the self-fulfilling prophecy. What is a self-fulfilling prophecy? In Social Psychology 8th edition 1994, by Taylor, Peplau, and Sayers, the following definition appears in the glossary. The tendency for people's expectations to influence their attitudes and behavior. On page 44 of the same book this statement appears. When a perceiver's false expectations about another person lead that person to adopt those expected attributes and behavior, this is called a self-fulfilling prophecy. In Sociology 2nd edition 1974, by David Pipino, a definition that is based on sociology appears in the glossary as follows. Self-fulfilling prophecy, a false belief regarding a social situation which, because one believes it and acts upon it, actually becomes true. A general concept of the self-fulfilling prophecy will be explained in the remainder of this paper. This concept is broader than any of the above definitions. It includes both false and accurate beliefs. It also deals with both negative and positive outcomes, which are the result of behavior flowing from negative or positive beliefs. That is, the paper contains a negative and positive version of the self-fulfilling prophecy. This broader concept should be kept in mind when reading the text that follows. It should also be understood that this paper deals with more than the simple idea of the self-fulfilling prophecy. It deals with many related ideas, such as how to demolish negative self-fulfilling prophecies. A general model of the self-fulfilling prophecy and related ideas. Self-fulfilling prophecies are situations where beliefs cause one or more individuals to behave in such a way as to confirm the beliefs. The beliefs are often incorrect, but the behavior facilitated by the self-fulfilling prophecy generally results in an actual condition, such as prejudicial racial beliefs resulting in poverty of minority groups. The poverty confirms the prejudicial belief in the minds of racists. This definition can be restated as follows. A self-fulfilling prophecy involves one or more beliefs and behavior flowing from the beliefs, which result in a condition that confirms the beliefs. Thus, there are three primary components of a self-fulfilling prophecy, which are the one beliefs, the two behavior flowing from the beliefs, the three condition that results from the behavior that confirms the beliefs. In some cases the beliefs might be partly or completely correct. Most definitions of a self-fulfilling prophecy would not include situations that involve correct beliefs. The reason I include them in my concept is that beliefs can facilitate behavior that can result in a condition, the outcome or end result, regardless of whether the beliefs are totally erroneous, partly correct, or perfectly accurate. The behavior, which flows from the beliefs, is the most important component of a self-fulfilling prophecy. The behavior is what causes the end result, which I am calling the condition in this text. Sometimes the behavior is obviously destructive or dysfunctional. However, very often the behavior is simply a failure to take appropriate action. In some cases, the behavior that flows from a belief of a self-fulfilling prophecy can be highly constructive. This will become understandable after reading the following paragraph. There is a positive and negative type of self-fulfilling prophecy, which is based on the way I am defining the generalized concept. The positive version involves constructive behavior flowing from positive beliefs, which leads to a desirable condition. The negative self-fulfilling prophecy involves dysfunctional or destructive behavior flowing from negative beliefs, which results in an undesirable condition. All of the above ideas will be clarified later on in the text with examples. Any negative self-fulfilling prophecy can be defined as a problem, which suggests there might be a general solution. The primary difficulties resulting from a negative self-fulfilling prophecy are not from the negative beliefs. The difficulties, the problems result from destructive or dysfunctional behavior, which flows from the beliefs. However, it is possible to have constructive behavior flowing from negative beliefs, and this is the general solution. That is, the behavior flowing from the beliefs must be changed to constructive actions that will improve the condition. It might not be possible or necessary to change the beliefs. Keep in mind that the beliefs can be partly or totally correct in some cases. The therapist and/or client might not know if a belief is in fact totally correct, partly correct, or completely incorrect. The idea expressed in the first part of the above paragraph can be illustrated with this simplified example. If a senator has an erroneous belief that black people are inferior, the solution is to persuade him to vote for an increase in educational, medical and financial services to correct or circumvent their inferiority. In spite of the fact that the senator's belief is negative and incorrect, the behavior flowing from the belief can be made constructive, which will alleviate the problem. The primary point to remember is the behavior flowing from the belief is the primary factor in a self-fulfilling prophecy. The belief in a certain sense is not very important. It can be entirely incorrect, partly correct, or highly accurate. This does not affect the resulting condition. The most important factor is the precise nature of the behavior that emanates from the beliefs, which can worsen or improve a condition. Note, there are some psychologists that would disagree with the above idea. Their argument would be that beliefs motivate behavior, and to change behavior you must change the beliefs first. This is only sometimes true. Often it is simply wrong. It depends on the specific case. The general idea that beliefs motivate behavior fails in many ways. People often violate their own beliefs with their behavior. Generally, most smokers, drug addicts, and criminals would not want their children to follow in their footsteps. These people have a belief that is opposed to their behavior, but it does not stop their destructive behavior. Perhaps their beliefs make them feel guilty. However, this does not mean that we should not try to change a person's erroneous negative beliefs. The point is that if such change occurs, it does not follow that there will be any change in behavior. There may or may not be. The point is that most of the effort must be focused on changing dysfunctional and destructive behavior to constructive actions. This also includes much effort in developing functional behavior patterns. End of note. There are three types of self-fulfilling prophecies: sociological, social-psychological, and psychological, based on the concept presented in this paper. In the following paragraphs there will be examples of the various types of self-fulfilling prophecies, which will include positive and negative versions. The negative versions will be presented first, because they are more common. In addition, there will be hypothetical solutions in the examples of the negative versions. Note, the following examples were carefully constructed to illustrate and clarify the above ideas. To achieve this, some of the examples were simplified to the point where they might not actually represent the complicated dynamics and outcomes of real-life situations, but they illustrate the principles of self-fulfilling prophecies quite well. End of note. Examples of sociological self-fulfilling prophecies. The best example of a sociological self-fulfilling prophecy is racial prejudice. This example was already used, but it is utilized again here because it serves as an excellent illustration. There was a widespread belief that black people were inferior to white people, especially in the southern part of the United States. This belief resulted in behavior that limited educational and occupational opportunities for black people. The prejudicial belief also resulted in the passing of laws in the South that were essentially designed to exclude black people from the political process. The above actions served to maintain some black people in an uneducated state of poverty. This confirmed the original belief, in the minds of prejudiced people. In a self-fulfilling prophecy, the false belief often becomes true, which further reinforces the resulting problem. People without adequate education are truly less capable in relation to both job and academic performance. The solution, a constructive solution, based on the erroneous belief that black people are inferior, would be to provide additional educational, medical, and economic services to correct the deficiencies. The result of such actions, if it was carried out in a truly adequate and constructive way, would be a black population with an educational and financial level that would be higher than average. Such a result would demolish the original prejudicial beliefs of inferiority. A positive version of a sociological self-fulfilling prophecy is when there are positive beliefs about a segment of the society. The positive beliefs can be held by the segment or by society in general. The best examples are seen in elite people and groups that are of high social status. The most extreme examples involve royalty. Often the entire society believes they are superior. Thus, they are given special privileges. They have great influence over the political process. Laws are enacted that favor their interests. These people generally receive a superior education, a superior upbringing, and obtain higher quality health care. As a result, they truly are superior, in the sense of their developed intellectual and social skills. Their psychological state and their ability to do a job well is generally well above average. This further facilitates the belief of superiority. Examples of social psychological self-fulfilling prophecies. A social psychological self-fulfilling prophecy involves beliefs about oneself in relation to other people, or vice versa, as the concept is defined for this model. The beliefs result in behavior that facilitates treatment from others that confirms the belief. Keep in mind that the beliefs might be erroneous, partly correct, or quite accurate. For example, if an individual, which I will call Mr. Jones to prevent confusion, believes that other people do not like him, he might respond as follows. He might not spend any time or effort trying to make friends. He might be very cold and unfriendly toward others. He might restrict his interactions with people to business situations only, which will be quick, impersonal, cold and unfriendly. If somebody tries to be Mr. Jones's friend, he will interpret the friendly behavior as strange or suspicious, and respond in a very unfriendly way. He might be very unsympathetic and intolerant of the shortcomings of other people. The behaviors mentioned above would certainly result in people disliking Mr. Jones, which would result in few, if any, friendships. This would be true even if the original belief was totally erroneous. After a few experiences with Mr. Jones, most people would respond in a very cold and unfriendly way. All of the above would confirm Mr. Jones' original beliefs about himself. The solution, a constructive solution, based on the belief that the individual is not liked by others, is to do everything possible to become more socially desirable. That is, there are ways of becoming more likable. The individual that believes he is not liked by others, such as Mr. Jones in our hypothetical example, can become more tolerant of the shortcomings of others and behave in a warm and friendly manner. He can seek out social events where he can meet compatible friends. He can also make a special effort to maintain friendships. Take workshops and courses that teach social skills. Become a leader of a community group, with the aim of making new friends. Offering friendly help to neighbors and acquaintances is also an effective method of becoming more likable. If our hypothetical Mr. Jones followed the above ideas, he would be liked by most people and would have many friends. This would happen whether his original belief about himself was erroneous, partly correct, or completely accurate. However, the positive results of the constructive actions mentioned above would dispel the original negative beliefs that Mr. Jones had about himself. A positive version of a social psychological self-fulfilling prophecy is just the opposite of the above. The individual might believe that he is liked very much by others. As a result, he is more friendly and tolerant of the shortcomings of human beings. Such an individual will find socializing more rewarding. The above will result in more friends, and an individual that behaves in such a way will certainly be liked very much by most people. This will also result in more and closer friendships. This would reinforce the individual's belief that he is liked by others. Examples of a psychological self-fulfilling prophecies. A purely psychological self-fulfilling prophecy involves a belief about one's own abilities and potential. For example, if a person believes that he is lacking in intelligence and overall academic capabilities, he might avoid education. He might spend little or no time on intellectually related activities. This will certainly limit his ability to handle any academic material, and he will lack the knowledge to behave intelligently. Thus, even if the belief was not initially accurate, it will become true. The solution, the constructive action to take if one believes that essential abilities are deficient, is to spend more time and effort in actions that will correct the deficiency. Positive self-fulfilling prophecy. An example of a positive self-fulfilling prophecy of a psychological nature is just the opposite of the above. This involves an individual that believes he has superior intellectual abilities. As a result of his belief, he invests much time and effort developing his abilities. He will spend many hours each day studying. This will most likely result in the development of superior abilities, which will take place over an extended period of time. Such a person is likely to spend more time in school, and he probably would complete graduate school and obtain a PhD. Thus, the belief will result in a highly educated and intelligent person, whether or not the original belief was correct. However, the original belief of superior intellectual abilities will be confirmed in the individual's own mind by his educational attainments. Social, psychological, and sociological self-fulfilling prophecies involving hostile interactions. There are a number of self-fulfilling prophecies involving hostile interactions. The first situation is of a social psychological nature. It happens when one individual believes that another person is acting against his interests in a hostile way. The result is the individual treats the other person in a hostile manner, which results in mutual hostile interaction. The result is the individual that assumed hostility will have his belief confirmed. The solution to the above problem, which is based on a belief that another person has hostile intentions, is either to avoid the person entirely or make every effort to become friendly with him or her. Even if the original belief was partly or totally correct, the friendly behavior, which should be coupled with true kindness, will most likely change the situation into a friendly acquaintanceship. Another method that may be a useful solution, when the hostility is coupled with some type of competition between two or more people, is the tit-for-tat strategy. The strategy is discussed in Social Psychology 8th edition 1994, by Taylor, Peplau, and Sears. The strategy involves presenting a cooperative position initially toward your opponent, with the hope of obtaining cooperation. However, if your opponent responds in a competitive manner, you respond in a similar way. Whenever your opponent responds cooperatively, you also respond cooperatively. This method was experimentally tested by Axelrod in 1984 with the use of an electronic tournament. He found that the tit-for-tat strategy was the best strategy to follow in his experimental game. The strategy may be quite limited in many real-life situations, because when people act hostile and competitive, they might be under emotional stress. Such stress can interfere with their judgment and perception of cooperation. When cooperation is presented to them, they might interpret it as manipulation and thus might respond with more hostility. Another response is the person might not perceive the relationship between his or her behavior and the response of the opponent. The perception of the opponent might be that this person sometimes acts nice and at other times acts hostile. Another difficulty with this strategy is the opponent might have a different definition of cooperation. For example, a superior might consider cooperation complete obedience to their demands and a strict following of rules. However, the subordinate might consider cooperation to be an understanding by the superior that all the demands and rules cannot be followed 100% of the time. Of course, this does not mean that the tit-for-tat strategy does not work. It means the people involved must be in a state of mind that will allow them to perceive cooperation as a result of their own cooperative responses. And they must also perceive hostility as a result of their own hostile responses. In addition, all parties involved must have essentially the same definition of cooperation. Incidentally, most of us know from experience that people more or less respond in a tit-for-tat manner. If you treat someone rude, they will usually return the response. This is especially true if they have the same level of power as you do. If you treat someone in a kind and polite way, they are likely to treat you in a similar way. Hostility between nations. There is a self-fulfilling prophecy that involves hostile nations. This is a sociological self-fulfilling prophecy. In these situations, heads of state of both nations believe that the other nation will eventually attack their country. The most common response is to increase the store of weapons and prepare for war, with the hope that the other nation will not attack because of superior armed preparation. However, when one nation sees a buildup of armaments, they respond by increasing their weapons and preparing for war. Something very similar to the above happened between Russia and the United States, but fortunately the usual outcome did not take place. The usual situation is one of the nations will attack the other, because its leaders assume that they will be attacked eventually by the other country sooner or later. The original intentions of both nations may have been peace, but the belief that the nations will eventually fight each other in a war results in behavior that eventually creates a war. Is there a solution? A solution to this type of problem is difficult. Because even if the leaders of both nations do not want war, there is the possibility that new leadership will obtain power and start a war. However, this does not mean that such problems cannot be solved. A solution to this type of problem was proposed by Charles Osgood in 1962 to deal with the military buildup of nuclear weapons of the United States and the Soviet Union. The method is called GRIT, which stands for Graduated Reciprocation Intention Reduction. This is essentially a tit-for-tat strategy applied to nuclear arms reduction. This was also discussed in Social Psychology 8th edition 1994, by Taylor, Peplau, and Sears. This method coupled with negotiation and cultural exchange programs appeared to reduce the risk of war between the United States and the former Soviet Union. The development of one type of prophecy from another one type of self-fulfilling prophecy can lead to the development of another type. This is often the case with sociological self-fulfilling prophecies. That is, a phenomenon often associated with a sociological self-fulfilling prophecy is the development of a social psychological self-fulfilling prophecy. For example, an individual who is a member of a minority group that receives much discrimination might believe that everybody is discriminating against him. This is a psychological phenomenon that will trigger a social psychological self-fulfilling prophecy in this hypothetical example. As a result of the belief, he might act very hostile toward others. This behavior will certainly result in almost universal discrimination against this person because of his hostile attitude. It will confirm the original belief of discrimination in the mind of this hostile individual. A sociological or social psychological self-fulfilling prophecy can in some cases produce a psychological version. For example, an individual that is a member of a minority group might believe the erroneous prejudicial beliefs held by the society at large. He might think he is inferior academically and morally and might act in such a way that he becomes academically and morally deficient. The psychological version, the above social psychological self-fulfilling prophecy, would almost certainly trigger a psychological self-fulfilling prophecy in the child as follows. This label and the respect he receives because of the label highly intelligent will encourage him or her to live up to the label. The child will think of himself as highly intelligent and will not be afraid to attack difficult academic material. If the child has any problems understanding difficult material, he or she will interpret the situation in constructive terms. The child will assume that the material requires more hours of study to master. Thus, such a child would most likely put in the time to master the most difficult material. Once again, even if the original label was not totally correct, the child would very likely become quite intelligent. Note question: what would happen in a real situation if we tell a child of average intelligence that he or she is highly intelligent? The primary idea to understand is that the factor that is important is the behavior that stems from a belief. More precisely, what is important is the ongoing behavior that takes place from day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year. If the child's behavior changes in such a way that he or she spends essentially all his or her time on academic and intellectually related activities, the child's knowledge and academic ability will increase. In effect, the child will eventually become more intelligent. However, in the real situation, children develop other interests besides academic and intellectually related activities. They like to play with toys and watch television programs with little, if any, intellectual content. In addition, they generally put aside all academic-related activities in the summer and during Christmas and Easter vacations. They generally dislike academic activities. Thus, they are not likely to pursue such efforts to the extent necessary to become highly intelligent. A child that becomes highly intelligent might spend most of his or her time on academic and intellectually related activities because he or she obtains some pleasure from such activities. This enjoyment is enhanced by the positive rewards the child obtains from the label highly intelligent. In addition, there are some psychologists that would disagree with some of the above ideas. They believe that high intelligence is primarily the result of genetics. They believe a person of average genetics could not become highly intelligent. Thus, most likely telling a child he or she is highly intelligent will not have very much effect on his or her actual habits and capabilities. Other people will probably tell the child that he or she is average. If the child attempts to study advanced academic material, he or she will find it difficult and assume that what most people were telling him or her was correct. The child will probably give up and play with toys. However, if the child is given highly superior academic training all year round from an early age, and only has educational toys to play with, he or she will probably become highly intelligent. In such a case, the label highly intelligent will probably further facilitate the child's intellectual development. End of note. Self-fulfilling prophecies that emerge from one's self-concept. The self-concept is a collection of beliefs we have about ourselves. These beliefs can cause a self-fulfilling prophecy in some cases. A person that believes he or she is academically incapable will not study, and will indeed become academically incapable and vice versa. A person who believes he or she is not liked by others will probably behave in an unlikable way and vice versa, as was already explained in a previous example. Thus, what a person believes about his or her limitations and abilities tend to become self-fulfilling prophecies. Hence, the negative self-concept can limit a person's achievements as a result of the development of one or more negative self-fulfilling prophecies. The solution. What is the solution? The solution is to look at negative beliefs about oneself with the assumption that they have some validity and indicate a need to make self-improvements. That is, the aim should be to see that constructive actions stem from the negative beliefs, which will correct any real or imaginary weaknesses. This will probably prevent or demolish any negative self-fulfilling prophecy that relates to the self-concept. Many individuals, including some psychologists, would disagree with the above. A widely held idea is that negative beliefs about the self should be discarded. The idea is to think positively. This can result in beliefs about the self that are fantasies. This might make the client feel better while fantasizing. It will probably have no real effect on behavior or on reality in general. One of the reasons for this is usually the negative beliefs are at least partly correct, and thinking positively will not change anything. Acting in a constructive manner based on a negative belief may eliminate the deficiency. If the original negative belief was totally incorrect, it will probably be demolished by success. Even if it was correct, it will very likely be discarded after corrective actions result in success. An important point that must be considered about negative beliefs about the self is they might serve a function. First, they can be very accurate. Most people have some weaknesses and deficiencies that cannot be corrected to any significant degree, with a reasonable amount of effort. Some people are evaluated by others in negative ways, because of traits that cannot be corrected. The negative beliefs serve to prevent frustration and failure in certain cases. That is, without the negative beliefs, the individual might make attempts that will lead to frustration and failure. And even incorrect beliefs about the self can serve a protective function. They may prevent difficult efforts that are not necessary. For example, if an individual has an erroneous belief that he or she is not very intelligent, the belief can serve as a guide toward a trade and hobbies involving athletic as opposed to intellectual effort. This may be more appropriate for his or her personality, interests, and social environment. In general, the self-concept may serve as a guiding mechanism in a person's life. Both negative and positive self-fulfilling prophecies may be generated as a result of the self-concept. The issue should be whether or not these prophecies are functional or dysfunctional in the individual's life situation. If they are truly dysfunctional, they can very possibly be demolished with appropriate effort. The general application of the concept and the concluding words of the chapter. Most psychological, social, and organizational phenomena involve a self-fulfilling prophecy at some level, which is probably apparent from the above examples. The point to realize is that most but certainly not all problems involving the human mind and the behavior that flows from it probably involve a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, it should be kept in mind that the contribution to the problem from the prophecy can range from insignificantly small to very great. With many problems, the contribution is not significant. As implied in the above paragraph, when a self-fulfilling prophecy is involved with a phenomena, it may not be the only causative factor. Usually, but certainly not always, there are other causative factors involved. This is important to understand when trying to solve a psychological, social or organizational problem. The erroneous conclusion to avoid is that such problems can simply be solved with positive thinking. Occasionally, it may be possible to alleviate a difficulty with optimistic thinking, but this is very rare. Usually, the problem must be analyzed from all angles. And if there is a self-fulfilling prophecy involved, the dysfunctional behavior that stems from it must be considered as a contributing cause to the problem. Usually, but not always, there are other causes involved. Thus, all the causes must be analyzed and understood to the maximum feasible level. Then a plan must be created that involves constructive behavior that will correct the problem. The plan and the actions flowing from it must be periodically evaluated for effectiveness. Appropriate corrections must be initiated to correct the portions of the plan that are not working effectively. Thus, the self-fulfilling prophecy is one of many factors to consider when trying understanding the phenomena associated with human behavior. It is especially relevant in problem solving. However, the self-fulfilling prophecy is usually only one of many contributing causes to psychological, social, and organizational problems.